This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's a direct line between the Federal Reserve and your wallet. What you might pay for a car loan or a mortgage, how much things cost, and thus how far your income goes. We got a big report this past week about incomes. The census gave us its annual snapshot on household incomes and poverty. Guess what? Not a lot's changed since 2011. Jolie Myers is a producer on our Wealth and Poverty desk, and she's been looking at the numbers. Hey, Jolie.
Hey, Lizzie.
Tell me about what we learned in the census this week.
Well, we found out the median income for the U.S. stayed the same, about 51 grand a year, and the poverty rate held steady as well. 15% of Americans live in poverty. And in this case, no news was not good news. A lot of the economists I talked to before the numbers came out were really expecting median income to tick up and poverty to tick down because it's from 2012. These numbers are from 2012, which is after the recession, you'll remember.
Technically ended.
Technically. But that was the reaction. What recovery if median income is not ticking up and poverty is not going down?
You guys have been playing with this question of income on the Wealth and Poverty desk and put together something kind of cool. Explain it to me.
Right. So on the Wealth and Poverty desk, we came up with this new data interactive. It's called Income Upshot. And we used a ton of different data from the census, marketing research firms, academic researchers, and measured a bunch of relationships between what we make, our incomes, and how we live, work, and play. And we actually took the game out into Los Angeles and had people on the streets give it a whirl. First, we asked them to enter their incomes.
I'm putting $30,000 as a yearly income.
And what's your zip code?
91325.
An income of $30,000 a year is $15,560 below the median.
The majority of people making this much own their homes. Okay, we rent. So we are with the 19.4% that rent.
Most common commute time is 0 minutes. I don't know how to take that. I do work a lot from home.
So your commute time is from your bed to the coffee maker.
Yeah, no, this is really interesting. I would definitely go back and play with it and put in zip codes I used to live in.
So those are people's responses. Explain a little bit about how this calculates stuff. And what the stuff is.
As you heard, you put in your income level or any income level, really, and a zip code, whether that's yours or somebody else's, a place you used to live. The first thing you're going to find out is how you stack up by income to your neighbors. It'll tell you how much more you make than the median in your zip code. You'll also find out how you fit into the national picture when it comes to income. And we have marriage rates by income. We have favorite car purchases by income. Now, Lizzie, do you want to give it a try?
I tried it. It got a couple of things right. I am a wine drinker, generally, not a beer drinker. I do prefer dogs. But I also live in Brooklyn, so I suspect that I'm an outlier here.
Yeah, you know, when you look at big cities like L.A. and where I am and New York, where you are, the cost of living there, it doesn't really match up with the rest of America. So when I look at the home ownership rate for my income level, it makes me laugh out loud. I could never afford a home in Los Angeles right now. But, you know, it's a lot of these numbers are for the national picture, so you're going to have outliers.
So I asked some of my Twitter followers to play, and mm-hmm. they did. The thing that seems to have people the most interested, maybe this says more about my Twitter followers than anything else, is where Americans break on wine versus beer.
It's very controversial, Lizzie.
They're really focused on that. What did you find out, and what are some of the other weird things that are in there?
There's actually a lot of really, really fun stuff in there. For instance, the income bracket that prefers gerbils the most as pets, 85 grand to 99,999 a year. Those are the gerbil owners. It's peak gerbil. And I think that the liquor one, though, was my favorite. No income level prefers liquor to beer or wine. And my response to that is, why do we have to pick?
That is a good response. Wealth and Poverty producer Jolie Myers, I'm going to give you a chance. Plug it now. Where should people go?
Head over to marketplace.org and click on Income Upshot.
Thanks, Jolie.
Thank you.